You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So today I've got to go through the drive-through zone and let them jam the swab up my nose.
Yeah, get you some swab.
I get a colonoscopy this coming Monday, and so they say I have to have a COVID test before I can go do that. Mm. So I'll be running by to
be swabbed both ends essentially in the next week or so.
Yeah, I just hope they don't confuse the implements, you know?
Right. One's a little more gentle than the other, let me just tell you.
Anyway, so that's going on.
Good luck
today.
With that, buddy.
Oh, it's all fine.
That's good.
What about you? What's going on?
A couple things this morning. Just real quick, I'll give you a little back and forth text message that I had with Knick Knack just a few minutes ago. Yeah, I've been with Nicole for a minute, right? I mean, I've been with her for a while, and I just learned something new about her today. We're going back and forth talking about some stuff, and my final text to her was, love ya. And she wrote back.
Did you do YA?
I did the YA. Love ya. Mm-hmm. Love ya. I can tell already you're going to be on her side.
So I'm predicting what she responded with.
She wrote back, love ya? Question mark. She said, I hate that. Then she wrote, love you, with the you all in caps, Y-O-U. Mm-hmm. And I wrote back, you hate ya? And she said, yep. And I go, interesting, why? She says, that's what people write in yearbooks.
Correct.
Love ya.
Totally on her side.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
No idea. What's wrong with the love ya?
I reject that. Anytime somebody that I'm alleging, I'm in the friend zone.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I had no idea.
Where have you been?
I don't know. It's just an informal love you. I mean, it's just a quick way of saying love ya.
Love you is informal because the formal is I love you. Informal is love you.
Oh,
right. Love ya is just like, yeah, you're just an acquaintance of mine.
I've never had a beef.
I mean,
with
I would say,
ya.
You know, my buddy Milo. I would say that, hey man, love you. Have you guys have a great holiday?
Love you
and your wife have a great holiday.
Oh,
blah blah blah.
Be damned.
Love you. Well, but I would never say to him, "I love you."
No, uh-uh. That
love
would
ya.
Make things weird. I have never known this about her, and I've used ya for years. So I think she just finally had enough this morning.
I don't blame
her. And
it.
I shall never do it again now.
Yeah, don't.
All right. Well, love you, honey. Second thing going on in my world, I got a call from my son Reed on the way home yesterday. He said, hey, Dad, can you run by Hobby Lobby before you get home? I was like, what do you need? You need some paints, some clay, or what? What do you need? And he said, I need yarn. Can you get me a couple things of yarn? I want one that's blue, and I want the one that's red, and da-da-da. I was like, yarn? What are you doing? And he's like, well, a friend of mine has taught me how to finger knit. And I am not familiar with finger knitting at all, so I was like, okay, whatever, whatever gets you off your screens. And so I got him his yarn, and I brought it home, and he has been finger knitting like crazy.
Why does it sound dirty to me?
Exactly. It does, because I'll holler up to him because I haven't seen him in an hour. I was like, what are you doing in your room? He's like, I'm in my room finger knitting. I'm like, what? What are you doing?
A little young for that.
I know. So he's finger knitting, they basically come out like really skinny scarves.
Hold on,
and they're really long. And he's doing like long ones that can go from his room down the stairs, down the hallway, like into the family room. These things are really long.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night he started rummaging through some drawers and he found on YouTube how to crochet. And he found some of Nicole's old crochet hooks.
Yeah.
And he was sitting in bed last night trying to figure out how to crochet.
Well, I'm looking at finger knitting, the images online, and it looks really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a whole how-to finger knit. I had no idea. I'm going to have to ask Gretchen about this. She's real big into both. Because remember
all
we
that.
Were talking about
She's
how there's a difference.
That.
There's a difference between crocheting and knitting, and one uses one hook and one uses two needles.
Yeah.
Anyway, she does
both. And
this
one just uses fingers.
And she makes really cool stuff, but I'm not sure she's...
Okay, so I'm seeing some of these images, and now if you use a really thick yarn, like there's blankets.
Yeah, there's big old
and
blankets.
And that looks kind of cool.
They're kind of chunky.
They're chunky blankets.
Yeah.
You're a chunky blanket.
Well, you know, I'm working on it.
Yeah, that's kind of cool looking. But anyway, yeah, that's all.
So what's
it's
he
been
making?
Nonstop. Just nothing, really. Just miles
just
and miles.
It?
Like I said, they're skinny little scarves, maybe an inch and a half wide.
Well, can you connect them?
miles long. Like, you could string it across the street to the other house.
Well, of course, with anything that you're knitting, crocheting, or finger knitting, you can go for 26 miles given enough yarn.
I know, so I'm hoping
eventually you got to wrap this thing up.
He needs to do some YouTube tutorials on, yeah, what you can do with this now.
He needs a YouTube tutorial on how to finish, which is, again, putting
way
his back into
young,
the nasty
way
stuff.
Dumb stuff.